The United States is living under a military dictatorship. No one dares to call it that, but that's what it is. Here's what happened. A year ago, a terrorist organization launched a successful attack in Chicago. 2,000 people were killed. President Donald Trump declared a national emergency and imposed martial law. With overwhelming popular support, he ramped up existing surveillance policies. The government is now monitoring all emails and telephone calls. Americans know that they are being monitored. Most of them don't mind. In President Trump's words, "Privacy just isn't smart." Harkening back to the late 1800s, the Trump administration made sedition a crime. Sedition includes disloyalty to the United States, which includes actions that demonstrate sympathy to our nation's enemies. Under the sedition laws, thousands of people have been arrested. No one knows exactly how many. Muslim Americans must register with the authorities, and if they engage in suspicious behavior, the authorities will pay them a visit. Preventative detention has become routine. No one knows how many people have been detained. There is a lot of private violence against people who are thought to be disloyal. As a precautionary measure, tens of millions of people are displaying American flags on their automobiles and homes. It's not easy to leave the country. If you do, beware, it's tough to get back in. If you aren't an American citizen, good luck. Since the Chicago attack, Congress has capitulated to the president's demands and enacted the laws he favors. The federal judiciary has upheld his programs. So far, the press remains free, at least as a formal matter. But the most popular news outlets enthusiastically embrace President Trump's programs. They are careful not to criticize him. The majority of Americans dismiss the president's critics as sources of fake news. The Department of Justice is starting to investigate some sources of fake news for possible sedition. Whether or not the investigations result in prosecution, the dissenting news outlets are increasingly marginal. In terms of impact, they're failing, and their economic situation is increasingly dire. In a recent speech to a joint session of Congress, President Trump declared that the war on Islamic terrorism had no beginning and has no end. "Sure, I made all that up and it's just a story. It's hardly likely." Some of the chapters here will defend that view. But if you find anything in the narrative even close to imaginable, we could try a few others. North Korea attacked Guam, and the president claimed emergency powers. China did something frightening and horrific, and the president claimed we are now at war. The economy took a horrific downturn, and the president contended that he must do whatever needs to be done to protect the country. Better yet, a catastrophe or a threat took a form that we cannot even imagine, producing something like the situation just described. Fiction writers like Sinclair Lewis, Philip K. Dick, and Philip Roth have ventured alternative histories of the United States in which some kind of authoritarianism ends up triumphant. Maybe Germany won World War II. Maybe the United States fell under the spell of an authoritarian ruler. If you like alternative history, and I confess that I love it, it's probably for one of two reasons. First, a tale of what might have been can tell us something important and even profound about ourselves. It seizes on some feature of our national character, small or large, hidden or overt, or some inclination that some people have. And it shows what might have happened if that feature or tendency had somehow flowered. Roth's book, The Plot Against America, is a masterpiece in that vein. What might have been's warn us. Inside every human heart, there's a fascist waiting to come out. George Orwell's 1984 remains the best analysis of that point, and it might well be true. After the attacks of 9/11, a lot of people discovered something like that, and their political party didn't matter. Second, what might have been's make an intriguing claim about a nation's history. With a little push or shove, with an illness here, a death there, a single act of cowardice or courage, a coincidence around the corner, our world could have ended up a whole lot different. If Adolf Hitler had been smarter, maybe most of Europe would have ended up under the Nazis.